Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. We are very glad that you are here. We are, or you are also, in for a great evening of spiritual radio. Not only do we have the one of the leading founders, one of the longest serving psychic mediums in the Lilydale, New York spiritual community with us tonight. Greg Keene is here live right now. If you don't know what Lilydale is, Google it. You'll find that Lilydale is one of the leading, by far, spiritual communities in the United States. And Greg has been there for well over 40, 45 years doing readings, helping souls. And Greg's been part of Journey into the Light, basically the 9, 10 years that I've been doing this. So very happy, honored to have Greg here. Coming up next hour, Vincent Pace will be here, medium Vincent Pace. Vincent was the medium that brought in my dad, who died over 40 years ago, and was able to connect with him to let me know finally how he died and what time he died. And he's another amazing soul. So in for a great night here, and as we do on our nighttime shows, we're doing tonight is we're dedicating our shows tonight to our homeless mission, Love in Action, helping those less fortunate than ourselves. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that here as we get into the show here tonight. But call in. You can start, and if you just at all can't donate, like you're in a situation yourself, don't leave the show. Stay called in. Stay listening. We will try to work in as many people as time will allow, okay? So the show has always been about everybody, and we have 99% of our shows are free reading, just like we had today at 5 o'clock Eastern time, or free healings, free doctor calls, whatever it may be. But so the link to make a donation to the GoFundMe, we suggest please make a donation of $25. That will at least give a homeless person a night with a roof over their head, get out of the heat, clean up, have a roof over their head, like I said, for one night. We also provide, you know, food, drink, and for Burles, we actually help Burles, who is a homeless man who's about almost 70, who's been homeless since the age of 14. Can you imagine that, being homeless since you were a kid? I can remember losing my dad when I was 13, but not being out in the street. And why was Burles homeless, you may ask? No, not guns or drugs or any of that. It's because he wanted to go to church, and his dad said no. But Burles went with other families in the community, and when his dad found out, he kicked him out of the house permanently. So when grace of God, I found Burles last month, we were able to move Burles from being homeless to actually having his own place, an apartment garage. And when his friend, homeless friend Bill, who we're working on now to get him his place, when he told me a couple weeks ago, I asked him if he's seen Burles, and he told me something that was music to my ears. Now listen closely. This is a guy who's been homeless since the age of 14, and he's almost 70. And Bill told me this. He said Burles, a couple hours ago, went home, went to his garage apartment. I don't mean home on the other side, but home. He hasn't been able to say those words since age 14. And that's what not I, but all of us here at Journey into the Light, our spiritual community, have been able to do, to accomplish. And like I say on this show, if not us, then who? Who will help? Sure, it could be the government, and it could be the rich and powerful. They've got their own interests, and it's not the homeless. I can tell you that. So the links are on the show page. I'll be going live on Facebook as well. Let's start the show with a beautiful song I think that resonates today. It's called God's Will. And we'll be back with Greg Keane and your calls here on Journey into the Light. So please start going to the site, start donating so we can start bringing in the calls just as soon as we come back from the other side of this song. Thanks for joining us tonight here on Journey to Light.
Met God's will on a Halloween night. He was dressed as a bag of leaves. It hid the braces on his legs at first. His smile was as bright as the August sun when he looked at me. As he struggled down the driveway, it almost made me hurt. Will don't walk too good. Will don't talk too good. He won't do the things that the other kids do in our neighborhood. I've been searching, wondering, thinking, lost and lurking all my life. I've been to work late, and we'd all laugh like I hadn't laughed since I don't know when. Hey Jude was his favorite song. At dinner he'd ask to pray, and then he'd pray for everybody in the world but him. He was dressed as a bag of leaves.
faces, bright and early for their daily races, going nowhere, the tears are filling up their glasses, no expression, hide my head, I wanna drown my sorrow, no tomorrow, and I find it kinda funny, I find it kinda sad, the dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had, I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take, when people run in circles, it's a very, very
stopping us now. We are ready to go now. We have Greg Keen here, and we're going to be taking your phone calls, okay? We are set to take your calls, so dial on in. 347-884-8245 is the number, folks. And can call in, press the 1 on your phone. Again, Vincent Pace coming up here in the next hour. Again, we dedicate the show to our homeless mission. I mean, these folks, I don't know how else to say it. We all think we're going through troubles. We all do. We go through horrible troubles. But these folks are like the invisible people. I mean, it is really sad how society has have made them just invisible. It's like they're the 80s problem, and people don't want to hear it anymore. And that's so sad, because they're human beings, they're brothers and sisters, just like us. So please make a donation and help the mission. As I was telling a friend earlier, and I've been, if you listen to the nightly shows, it is really tough getting donations. And so in case you're thinking, you know, this is, we do need your help. I don't know how much more clear I can say that. And the weekends I go out there and I love doing it. And I report back to you guys. I post a lot of the pictures so you can, you know, see the action, see where we're helping, and the lives that we are changing. So the link is on the show page, there on the show page right there is the GoFundMe link. Or if you want to use PayPal, is there, please donate $25. If you can do more, and you're going to get, you know, a 10-minute reading tonight. And if, like I said earlier, if you just can't stay on the phone lines, we'll try working as many people as possible. I will be going back on Facebook here in just a minute. I had to use my phone to, but I'll be coming back on Facebook in just a minute, folks. Trying to do it all here. Okay, let's go ahead and let's bring in Greg King to the show. Welcome back, Greg.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
All right, how was your 4th of July?
Wonderful, had a great time, watched all the fireworks. Had a nice dinner and just hung out and relaxed with friends.
Well, great, great.
What did you do on the 4th of July?
Yeah, I actually had a radio show. We dedicated it to the homeless vets, which there's a lot of them out there. So yeah, we had a good show. So enjoyed
good.
It. So is Lilydale open?
Lilydale's open, up and running. It's actually pretty hectic. The monks were here from Tibet, and they were here for a few days, and we did a lot of things with them. And they're such a nice group of guys there. I read for them. We get a whole group together, and I read for them, and we had a lot of fun. It was a nice energy.
Well, great. You know, Greg, I think, you know, it's you and I, we take it for granted. Everybody knows Lilydale, but I think it'd be good to kind of give the folks a little education about Lilydale. Do you want to tell the folks a little bit about?
Sure. Well, Lilydale is a camp that's a spiritualist community. It's 138 years old. And it's a community that has been based on spiritualism, the religion of spiritualism. We believe in healing, messages, guidance from the spirit world. And if our grandmother was living, we trusted her and she was a guide to us, and we trust her when she's on the other side too. And she comes through in many ways to us. I was just up at the Healing Temple tonight and sitting in meditation, and they do laying on of hands there twice a day. And we have also services that are just regular church service at 2:30 during the day. And that would be, someone doing a lecture and then also giving messages. And then we also have a 4 o'clock service, which is what they call Forest Temple. And it's an outdoor service. It's outdoors, out in the woods. And we have a beautiful seating area for people to go and enjoy. And we also have the Inspiration Stump, which used to be the message service out there and still is, and we enjoy that very much. So you get to see all the different mediums. I think we have 54 mediums here on the grounds, and they read for people all the time during season. In off season, a lot of them stay and live here, and some of them go elsewhere and spend some time elsewhere. But it works out very nicely. Like up at the Healing Temple, there is a wonderful healing energy there, and you can enjoy it. And it's just a very special experience.
Well, great. I know a lot of people go there, and it's a great time to get away and great spiritual experience, as you're saying. So wish I was closer,
mm-hmm.
Greg.
I think you'd really enjoy it if you had the opportunity to come here. I think you'd really enjoy it.
Oh, I know I would. It'd be great. Well, Greg, why don't we go to our first call? How does that sound?
Sure. Sounds good.
All righty, let's go to the phone lines here, folks, and I'll be coming to you all in the screening room, so be by your phones if you need any help and assistance, and let's bring in area code 760. We're going to welcome Nikki to the show. Nikki, you there?
Okay, yeah, I'm here. Sorry, there's a little delay going on between the Facebook and the phone. Okay.
Yeah, you got to mute that Facebook, yeah.
Yeah,
the voice
I'm
going
to have to.
Yeah.
How are you doing there?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. Good. A wonderful day here today. It was sunny and beautiful. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous out.
Yeah, it's very hot here in California. It's 107 where I am, so.
Wow. Yeah, we were 70... I think maybe about 72.
That's nice. That's very doable.
Yeah, that worked out wonderfully.
Yeah.
That worked out wonderfully. What's your question?
I'm actually coming. Anything you want to tell me about my love life, I guess. I've been alone for so long now, I'm starting to wonder. So.
Well, I felt an energy with you that you've actually gone along a long time without really being involved. And I feel like you had some involvements around you there that could have been involvements, but yet, too, they weren't there for you in the right way, and you knew it. And I'm just seeing you sitting back and looking at it and going, if it isn't really right, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. But is there anybody
and you've been
right
thinking about it recently, a gentleman from the past, there was someone from the past that was around you recently, and you felt like you don't want to go there?
Right.
Because I just see you not needing the energy there and not wanting to be involved there, and I feel like that's working out a lot better. And I'm seeing you having a new energy coming into your life here, well-built person, gentle person. I see him as very smart, very aware of things. I see him helping you, and I felt he's a worker, hard worker. He's very organized about his life and what he does in his life. And I feel that's going to really bring you a lot of peace. Because having someone that you can actually depend on is really something more important.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
And you've had some people in your life that you really couldn't depend on, and it really aggravated you to be going through that. And I feel now you've reached a point where it's like, I'm not going to accept less.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I kept seeing you having the change coming here. I want to say probably... another 6-7 week time span, and I see you having someone in your life around you that you're going to be meeting that I felt very good about, and I felt calmness with, that you'd really enjoy their company. And I feel that I heard someone in the spirit say they have a brain in their head and they can communicate very well, and I feel like you'd really enjoy the communication. So that's coming up as a very positive energy.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I actually read cards, and that's the answer I got today was the 7 weeks as well. So I find that interesting that you hit that on the head.
Well, I see things coming to you which is going to work well, and I see it as a much happier energy and not have the turmoil that you did have. I think that's going to make the difference for you. And it's going to bring you a calmness that you haven't had for a while.
Yeah, it has been 3.5 years of, I'll say, turmoil, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
there's a gentleman in spirit with you. There's a gentleman in spirit with you that passed away that I felt when he died. He had congestive heart failure.
Uh-huh, my dad, yes.
And he's around you to help you, and he said to me, he said, tell her to slow her mind down, and she'll be able to hear me and feel my presence. Because I see him reaching out to let you know he's around. And it's really a very loving energy. But I feel like there's times you've been hesitant on a level of trusting that it's like, am I really feeling it? Am I sensing it? Or is it something I'm just consciously thinking?
Okay.
And recently you had an experience where you thought you heard your name called?
Yes.
Because he's laughing and he said, tell her I got her attention.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, yeah,
and
I did.
You've been thinking about a car recently, and you've been debating a little bit, It's like, do I hang on to what I have and keep it all going, or do I look at the thought of possibly changing it?
My car?
Car. There was a thought about changing the car, but you didn't look at it as being realistic.
Hmm.
What kind of car do you have there?
I've got a Lexus.
I feel good with the car, but I feel like there's going to be a thought of you looking at another car and having a serious thought about the idea of a different car other than what you're driving right now. And I feel on a financial level, it wouldn't be the answer that you need, but I feel the energy around it that I could see really debating the ideas to what you want to have.
Okay, yeah.
And you've been having some thoughts recently about residency, where you're living, and you've been toying with the idea here of actually making a move.
I don't feel like I'm going to be moving anytime soon. I'd like to find somewhere to buy since I'm currently renting, but...
Well, I get the feeling here of you come across something that's going to be an opportunity of purchase. And when the opportunity to purchase occurs, it's going to be sooner than you're thinking. It's also going to be an opportunity for you to look at the possibilities of a land contract.
Okay.
And when that comes up, it's a calmness there that I think you'd really have a door open. Also, would you recognize wanting to have a place that's not right in the city setting?
Yeah, I've only lived in the city for a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I kept feeling an energy with you of going back to a town, more of a country feel to it, and that door is going to be opening. And when that opens up, I feel very good about it. It's going to be the avenue you want to take, and it's really going to give you the security that you want to have, as well as it's going to be cheaper than where you've been and what you've been doing. And it's also a place that's actually quite nice. I like the energy there.
Is it anywhere near water?
I feel it's overlooking water, but I don't feel I'm overlooking the ocean. I feel I'm overlooking fresh water.
Okay, well, that's where I am right now.
Okay.
But
well, don't be
I
surprised
don't
if you look at something here that's going to be an opportunity of purchasing, and I feel that's going to be the avenue you'll end up going. And I see that working very well for you.
Okay. And does this home purchasing, does this include this person that's in my life or not? This new person that's coming in?
Oh, I think it's going to be something where you're going to have the new person in your life, and I feel more of a connection there with them. That's a very positive energy. And I see that door opening. So this is going to be good for you to be able to enjoy, because I see you having a relationship with this person and having something really building. It'll actually work well.
Okay. Well, that's good news.
And
yeah.
You were just recently thinking about work, money, and security, and you've been debating a little bit as to how you wanted to set things up in your life here, because you've been debating a little bit about actually changing some things. Didn't you just recently been looking at the idea of work, money, security, and you've been trying to revamp the idea of how I want to do things?
I actually don't work.
Yeah.
I have a business that hasn't really gotten off the ground, but financially I'm fine with that. I don't require an income, but yes, I am, you know, everybody's concerned about finances for some one reason or another, right? I mean, even if you have money, you still are concerned about where it's going and what you're doing with it and how much you're spending. And
I kept seeing you revamping how you want to do things on a financial level, and I can see it making a big difference to you, and it's going to allow you to have more of a savings aspect here than what you presently think. It's a good feeling, and I think it'll work very nicely.
Okay.
That's good.
That's good, that's good. You're hitting everything that I didn't even ask you about, but you're hitting everything that I kind of needed to know about, so this is good information.
Excuse me. but I get things working better for you, and I see you being more at peace with that. But I'm seeing more finances lining up for you that I see you having more money coming in than what you've presently been thinking. And I think it'll be wonderful to have that as an extra. I'm also seeing you rearranging things with family, and I want to say you love them, you care about them, but sometimes you really get annoyed with the drama.
Right.
Because I see a symbol of you setting back and not getting yourself caught up in that kind of energy. And I see that working much easier for you. And I'm seeing you bringing a lot more balance in your life and a relationship energy in your life that you can really be happy with. So that's going to be there and be a nice energy.
Okay. Got to get to our next call here.
God bless you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your
time.
Take
care.
You too.
Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's go to our next call here. We're here with Greg King from Lilydale. And we're going to go next here to Patricia in Illinois. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. My husband has had a lawsuit pending. Do you see anything happening with this?
I feel a lawsuit pending. I feel it's been a real difficult energy for you because it's been kicked back a couple times now where instead of getting it done on the date and the time, they said that it bypassed that.
Right. We don't have much correspondence with the attorney. He's not very good at returning calls.
Well, I get the feeling here of some confusion of energy going on there, and you're not having the court situation work as well as easily, and I feel he's still going to have to fight with it more, but I do see success once you get it done.
Okay. That's great.
And you've been going through a thing recently also. He's been having some difficulties with depression. I feel like he can be very down at times, and yet he'd want to let on to people like he's okay, but I really feel he's been very drained.
Yes, he is.
And I'm seeing you getting worried about things at times because people don't know how upset you get. And I feel like you've been going through your own little depression energy at times because you worry about him so much.
Yes, I kind of handle everything. And I get drained, I think.
Well, I get things working better. And I'm seeing you going better emotionally than what you had. And that's going to be a better balance. And you've been going through a thing recently. Would you understand there has been a new way of approaching it by the lawyer? The lawyer is approaching it differently now than what he had?
That I don't know.
Well, they were showing me a symbol of him having a different approach. I feel he'll get further and he'll get things done.
Okay.
And go ahead.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
Ask your question.
I was just wondering, do you think this is going to stay tied up?
Say that again. What tied up?
Yeah, do you think it's going to stay tied up much longer?
No, I feel it's going to be a decision-making, and I feel when the decision is done, then you're free of it. And I feel at that point I do see you winning it, but I feel it's an energy of frustration because I feel an energy now that what you've already spent on it, you know, trying to get this done, it's like, you know, are we really winning even though we'd win?
Right, right, because it's been a long time.
Because I see things being dragged out so long that basically it costs a lot more money.
Yeah, which is something I don't understand. But, you know, my husband is ill as well. So, you know, you just get to those times where you feel like it would just help out just to get from one step to the next. And there are certain things I want to go up so I can pursue my own dreams.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see you moving forward on things, but I know it's going to take a little while. It's not overnight, but I do see a good energy, and I do see you moving forward, and I felt that's going to make a big difference in an emotional manner, and I feel that's going to bring you more of a calmness. because you certainly have had a lot going on and it hasn't been too common times.
Right, right. Yeah, I often feel like I have control, but I have to manage things because my husband really doesn't, and it's kind of like all up to me. And
yeah.
Sometimes I just let go, you know.
Well, I feel you're going to be doing better with that emotionally. I think that's going to be an improvement. But I feel like, you know, it's been hard because he can't handle the things he needs to handle. And it leaves you at a point of trying to handle all of it. And I feel that you can become very drained at times over that. And would you understand that he became almost argumentative there for a bit of times?
He's very difficult, yes.
Because I kept seeing this argumentative energy, and I feel it's been hard for you because on one level you're trying to help him, and on another level, he at moments can give you a hard time.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, it's quite a balancing act.
Well, I see balancing things out better, and I do see an improvement, but I feel very comfortable that you're going to be on track with this. And, you know, this is sad to say, but they know the conditions your husband's in, and I see them dragging their feet as long as they can on things just to feel that maybe you would just tap out and walk away from it.
Yeah, I sometimes had the feeling that he would just, I don't know, maybe it's not nice to say, but that they were kind of hoping he'd expire before anything happened.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what I'm feeling. And that's where I feel they're waiting on and they're dragging their feet as long as they can to see if they can do that. And basically, and it sounds very nasty, but it is exactly that. They're very nasty. And the nastiness they have going is the idea that they can manipulate. If they can, they will. And they don't care. There's no compassion here at all with them. I just see you stepping back enough to not get really caught up in the idea that you're going to lose your patience, because I see you at times there where you're actually looking at things at times and thinking, what in the world's next here?
Right, but, you know, there are many times, though, that I just feel like I just get this extra breath, and it's like, you know, no, we're going for it, and everything's going to come out in our favor. And I feel really strongly about that.
Well, I feel it's going to work for you and you're going to win, but I do feel they're doing everything they can in the most nasty manner to manipulate whatever they can manipulate.
Yeah. Yep. I imagine that's why it's taken so long.
And I feel another energy there, too. I feel with the attorney you've had, he's fought for you, but there's not a whole lot that he can do at this point because at this point, it's the whole system dragging their feet.
Right.
I'm seeing you moving forward, so hang in there with it. I see you moving forward, and I'm seeing you certainly doing better, so don't give up.
Okay. Okay. No, I won't give
up. All right.
Thank you so much for your time.
Well,
good night.
God bless you, dear. You take care of yourself.
I will. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. If anybody would like to reach me, they can reach me at 716-595-3529. It will be the appointment line.
Alrighty. Thank you for that, Greg. And let's see here. Okay, let's go next to Kiwi to the show. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good, what's your question?
My question is, my relationship with my mother has been very rocky for a long time, and I've been doing my best to release it and to come in terms with it, but it's creating a really bad dynamics within our family, and I can my sister is also feeling the same way, as well as my brother, and it's very difficult to have a conversation with her because she's very defensive, and I'm just trying to understand what is the lesson and what is the point of this, because the anger is really a lot and I can't seem to contain it. And as well as I feel like I'm having a hard time opening doors in my career, if I should change it or if I should start my own business. I think this issue is clouding a lot of aspects of my life. And I was hoping if
I feel a great deal of turmoil there with the family energy, because I feel an energy there that there's an argumentative energy that's been going on for a while now. And I feel they don't want to let go of things. They just keep going. And I feel like you're at a point emotionally where you're stepping back and realizing, I cannot allow myself to be diverted and dragged in to all that negative energy, because you've been diverted and dragged into it, and you got a lot of negative energy going that you just basically don't need.
Mm-hmm.
And once you recognize also, there's been a situation here, there's been lies back and forth as to who said what, who did what, all those things. And I feel that recently you started to step back and just feel like, you know, I'm going to love them where I can, when I can, how I can, but I can't get myself continually caught up in the negative energy.
Yeah.
Because I see them thriving on the idea of having all the chaos going, and I'm seeing you beginning to step back enough from it that it's like, I don't need to be involved in the chaos.
Yeah. Yeah, I have been doing my best, but it's, I guess the reason why I'm like trying to understand this is me stepping away and really not trying to get involved as much. The anger is building up because I feel my sister's pain and she is where I am right now. And I don't know if this is there's any karmic lesson to be learned out of this. And I really want to align my life, especially my career. And
what kind of career is your career?
I'm in the tech currently, but I'm in technology. But part of my heart says that I need to change this job or start my, you know, my own business. But it's just, I'm having a difficulty having that clarity. And I'm wondering if this is really associated with the anger that I feel, and my mind is so clouded that I'm having a hard time making those changes and having clarity.
Well, I see you bringing more clarity, but I feel an energy there. Would you understand a lot of the stress you've had around the family is what's really been the most difficult for you?
Yes.
Because I keep seeing the family energy, and I feel like that family dynamics has been very, very draining to you. And I feel like there's times you're at a point in an emotional manner where you started to pull back and regroup on the idea that it's like, I can't take care of all the energy and all of what's going on there. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing you stepping aside enough to not get caught up in that negative energy, because you just don't need to be involved there. I see that as something you're stepping away from, and it's good that you do. How old's your mother?
In her late 50s.
Would you recognize a difficulty with her that she also stirs things up and keeps it going?
Yes, she doesn't want to let go, and she's stubborn and really wants to play the victim role all the time. And would not admit. And I think for the longest time, I've been trying, you know, to be the older, the wiser, and then, you know, be kinder and then be on her feet. But I think I reached a point where I really, in a way, I don't want to suck up to her anymore, you know. And
yeah.
I don't want to, like, I want to stand my ground. And I don't want her to have her way all the time. I know I have control of my own energy and not hers, but it's just, it's creating so much chaos. The anger is getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I guess
the energy I'm feeling, I feel your sister's a person that's had a very difficult time because I see her with anger. But would you understand she always creates drama and she's always the victim?
My mother or my sister?
Sister.
I see that in her as well, because she's angry.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see both of them acting in that manner and having that attitude, and I feel it's very draining to you because you're at a point recently where you're going to deal with them less and less because you're not going to participate with all the negative energy that they have going.
Yeah.
And you're reaching that point pretty rapidly. And would you understand your sister, she's manipulated some things to have mom believe what she wants mom to believe?
I wasn't aware, yeah. But it's like my sister is my mirror, you know?
Okay. What I'm seeing is you're stepping back. And the best step you can is step back and not have the involvement that you had because I feel you just love them where you can, when you can, how you can. That's it. You step away from the rest of it. You don't be involved there because I feel there's no way of straightening anything out between the two of them because each of them will manipulate it in a different manner and it ends up being a drastic energy that you're having to face and deal with them. And I just see you getting done with that where it's like I'm not going to continue to have that kind of game going on.
Yeah.
And where do you live?
I live in the L.A. area.
Would you recognize now you're not living with your mom?
No, I'm really away from everybody.
Okay. Well, I see you being away, and I've seen you staying away more. But I feel communication you're going to have, but I'm seeing you staying away emotionally and not get yourself so balled up in all the energy there because you don't need that negativity. And I feel it's going to bring you a lot more calmness.
Okay. And do you see anything about, I'm really inclined to change my job and leave the job I currently have. I don't know if I should be...
Go ahead.
I see the job
you have right now, dear. I don't see you staying at. I feel another job coming. I feel you're going to get something else that's going to work a lot better. And I see it as being a lot better overall. And I can see the improvement of that where you're going to be doing so much better emotionally. And I'm seeing a job switch where I see you in a position of working, making good money, security. There's some benefits there that are excellent. And you're going to be a lot calmer then.
Okay. Do you see me changing states or stay where I am and the job is here?
Well, I get the feeling here of a new job opening up to you that's a better position and better money than what you have. And I can see a decision as to do I stay in the residency I'm presently in or would I want to change that? But I see a good job and good security.
Where I am currently.
Yeah, I feel you'll be there. But I see another job opening up to you that you're going to have to make a decision as to whether you want to step into that or not.
Okay. We got to bring in one more caller here.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care, dear.
We appreciate you. Thank you. Okay, everybody, Vincent Pace coming up at the top of the hour. So if we don't get you in here, please call back in. We're going to bring in from Arizona, Lisa. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
Oh, hi. It's nice to talk with you. Thank you. I was just wondering about my work. I left a company that's similar to the company I'm with now, and they keep calling to see how I'm doing, and I ran into one of the more successful people recently, and we greeted each other and hugged each other at this meeting, and then he whispered in my ear, he says, I miss you. And he's a real successful person. And I kind of put it out there to one of his staff that called me to see how I was doing with my new position, that if successful person was looking for a new replacement, I'd be interested. I don't know if I should. It would be a step back for me if I went to them. I don't even know if he'd consider hiring me, but I don't know if he thinks I'm too much of an independent person. The present company, I'd like to start making money. And then there's a third company that's not even related to the work that I'm doing. It's a whole different industry. And I've known them as a volunteer agent, and I sat on their committee meetings the last 7 years as a volunteer. But I've always told them, and recently I've told them too, I'm very interested in, you know, working with them. So I don't know if that third one is ever going to offer me any contractual work, or it's just friendliness and I'll keep volunteering. And I don't know if I should go. And regarding my industry, if I should just stay where I'm at, continue to work on making money, which I haven't made any money, and that's par for the course. I mean, sometimes it takes a while. Or if I should just go with my prior company and see if that guy wants to take me on as one of his teammates.
Well, I get the feeling here with the first company you're talking about that I see the door open there to work with him, and I feel he would open the door to you to have the involvement and have the opportunity to really get ahead and make some money at it, and I feel there's a nice paycheck involved. The other aspect is you have another couple companies there that are a little crazy with their energies and how they do things, and that you've reached a point recently where you feel like you've been mistrusting some of the presentations they've been presenting to you.
Well, the third one that I mentioned, that is the nature of that work is completely unrelated to the two that I was talking about. The third one is more in line with a whole different kind of work. And I'm not really sure about them. I like the person. I like Jana, who's kind of in charge and who I deal with. And I, you know, have volunteered for like 7-8 years there. We meet quarterly, and I bring a lot of good information to them. And, you know, I trust would be an issue. I think there are a lot of political go on there, a lot of politics. And I guess
I saw there's a bunch of games going on there that you have to step back from at times and just not be involved in the game part. But I feel like you can make out on the place in the sense of making some money there. But I feel like you haven't really been able to trust them to look at this as something you'd want to do ultimately.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I just wondered if they were ever going to offer me any contractual work.
I feel an opportunity of contractual work. I see some things coming up that I feel you're just going to be very blunt with them and say, hey, you know, this is what I do, this is what I accomplish, and I can see myself doing this for you if you'd want me to, and it's called paid for it. And I feel just be very blunt and upfront with them about it, and I feel that's the only way to do it.
Okay. The present company where I'm working, are you picking up any energy there? The present company where I'm working, one of my affiliates thrown the door open to me and wanting me to be more in partnership with that work. It's something I developed, and that's the present company where I'm working. I just haven't pulled any paychecks in. And if I stay
I feel you're going to pull some paychecks in for it. I just see making sure that if you're doing it and you've created it, you get some money for it. And I feel an energy there that you have some people there that are very cheap.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe there's a fourth thing that's coming, and I'm just not even aware of that.
Well, I see a brand new energy opening up to you that is truly a new company, and it's a new energy. And I feel like it'd be an opportunity for you to really be able to accomplish. And I see that coming up. Has certainly a calmer energy for you, and not have all the turmoil energy going that you had going, because I felt that was really getting bad. And now I see you looking at things where the new energy will come in, and I feel like that's actually a positive thing.
Do you see, like, a time frame with that?
Time frame, I get a feeling here of this probably being less than 6 weeks in an opportunity you're going to talk to someone, and they're going to really let you know that someone's looking for things there, and I can see you stepping in and having a good look at it then.
Wow, that would be great. I mean, I'm fluid right now. You know, I'm just very flexible.
Yeah.
And I have family obligations where I've offered to take care of a small child, my grandson, in a pinch when his mother delivers a baby. And I like the flexibility of just doing what I want to do when I want to do it, you know, not punching
yeah.
a clock. So that's the other thing. And I'm just
have been kind of
evaluating.
I can see the flexibility in that, but I'm seeing you making sure you're making enough money that you're getting something there to balance things out.
Oh, good. So it's a whole new thing. Okay. Is it something I'll have to beat the bushes for, or just keep doing my going out into business?
I think putting the energy out you're putting out is going to open the door to it, and it's going to give you the opportunity then, you know, to really move forward more.
Okay, we got to wrap up the show.
All righty.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
God bless, dear. Take care.
Take care.
All righty. Well, Greg, you enjoy Lilydale out there. Thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again. God bless everybody.
All righty, Greg. Thanks again. Always enjoy it. We'll see you on the next show. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.
And again,
bye-bye.
Greg's phone number again, as listed right here on the show page for private sessions. And coming up next is Vincent Pace, one of the excellent mediums, the medium who brought in my dad, who died over 40 years ago. Everybody call back in, as our next show will start with Vincent here in just a minute.